Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Pastor Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by. I see the switchboard have people on it. Praise God, praise God. Thank you all for coming. And if you know of anyone that would like to call in, give them the phone number. And the guest call-in number today is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. 1-800-273-8489. Thank you for coming on today for another exciting topic in the Lord. And if anyone would like to come on as we go through our broadcast today, all you have to do is push 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Praise the Lord. Well, before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come today thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, for redeeming us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for forgiving us in love, dear Heavenly Father, as you forgave me in love, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for redeeming me and others from the bitterness of unforgiveness spirit, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we decree and we declare in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray today. Amen and amen. Well, today our topic is the love of Jesus Christ is the key. You know, we're going to be coming from, for if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me for a few of the scriptures from Romans, the 12th chapter, 9th through the 21st verse. And you can read it at your leisure. You know, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Let love be without simulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. The love of Jesus Christ has achieved victory over evil in its most barbarous form. Why should you not allow the same love to cure you from your bitterness? Love is the greatest offering that we can bring God, because God is love. Today, help me, O Lord, to continue in loving you more so that I will also increase serving my fellow man in love. So today, we are talking about the love of Jesus Christ. You know, there are those who find forgiveness extremely difficult. You know, when you or someone that you love suffer as a result of someone else's behavior, you tend to harbor hatred in your heart towards the person responsible instead of granting complete forgiveness. How many of you out there today have unforgiveness in your heart? True forgiveness requires complete purification. You cannot pretend to forgive while still holding a grudge against a person concerned. Forgiveness demands that the slate be wiped clean so that you can start over without any anger in your heart. You know, this is humanly impossible, but with God, the impossible become possible with God. You know, the first step on the road to forgiveness is prayer. If someone has wronged you, or someone you love, you must pray for the wrongdoer. Ask God to bless that person and to give you the grace to do so. Pray that his love will take away all bitterness so that the healing balm of his peace may follow through your being. Once this has happened, you will find that the obstacles of bitterness have been removed, and the love of God will enable you to grant unconditional forgiveness. And that means the love of Jesus Christ has achieved victory over evil in its most barbarian form. When you think about the love is the key, you can't help but love. You know, love is the answer. Over in Philippians 1, 9 through 10, it says, this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depths of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best. You know, decision-making is a process that often the source of much perplexity. It may influence your future, well-being, or that of those who interest you take care of. It may have a bearing on your business, your personal life, or your career. Whatever the circumstances, the fact remains that unless you have a stable and level-headed approach to the problem, you run the risk of being overwhelmed by the anxiety of uncertainty and deceivableness and your fear of the consequence of your decision. You know, there is no doubt that you need the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to provide you with clarity of thoughts and vision. He viewed matters from the perspective of eternity, while you can only observe the here and now. We're talking about the love is the answer. The love of Jesus Christ is the key today. You know, for this reason also, that you can obtain peace of mind, it is essential to pray constantly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To prepare yourself for this, you need to have an intimate, personal relationship with the living Christ, so that your thoughts can be focused on His will, not our will. The more you love Jesus, the closer you will live to Him, through enabling Him to speak to you through the pompousness of His Holy Spirit. You know, to love is to admire with the heart, and to admit is to love with the mind. So today, some of our key words we are using is love, key, and victory. You know, we have to have victory in Jesus. We have to love ourselves. We have to love Jesus. And if you're not loving Jesus and loving yourself, how are you going to be able to love someone else? You got to have that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. That genuine love, not that fictitious love where you tell your sisters and brother, I love you, and you turn right around and go to talking about it. You got to show love. You got to let your love be practical. You know, true love is not something that can be phantomed by the human mind or experience. It cannot be sufficient explained. And yet it is the most important and dynamic human emotion. Because of the unique quality of love and the effectiveness of human attempt to express it in distant terms, words remain incapable of explaining it. Compassion, goodness, tenderness, and many other beautiful and highly emotional words cannot exceed in describing the strength and the power of love. You know, however, there is an unfortunate tendency to equate love with sentimentality, and then this dynamic force becomes weak and ineffective. This foundation of true love is complete identification with the beloved. The same joy, sorrow, temptation, and failures are experienced. True love entails sacrifice and often includes sadness. The quality of love transcends sympathy and comes to express in loyalty and faithfulness, even if the whole world should turn against the beloved, which is Jesus Christ. Love in action is more than just the performance of good deeds, even though such deeds may be an expression of love. True love is deep and unselfish and compasses qualities such as faithfulness, trust, noble, principle, and many other similar values that enrich the mind and spirit. It cannot be bought, and it is perceived for this reason that love is so precious. You know, when you think of eternal God of love, He helped you to love without calculating the cost. Only love can transport people to perfection because it is only love that can take possession of them and unite them with that which is hidden deep inside of them. You know, we find ourselves sometimes love and in love that people don't even realize that you're doing. You go about your day loving like Jesus said. You may come across a few people that that will not show the love back, but that do not take away the love God have given you in your heart, in your spirit. He want us to love our sisters and brothers in Christ. Even the sinner man, you can spend time and win that sinner over with love, with prayer. And that's what it's all about, the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus loved us. You know he loved us because he died on the cross one day for each and every one of us, for all our sins. He loved us that much. He didn't want to give up the ghost. He wanted to continue on. But God had a plan for him, just like he have a destiny and a plan for us. And he want us to go about loving, giving, caring, sharing, and let us other know that through God, how we can love, how we can clean the slate, how we can have forgiveness, how we can have victory over every situation. Today, we're talking about the love of Jesus Christ is the key. Love is the key. You know, they talked about charity. Charity is love. So when you think about the scriptures and when you read about the scriptures and show throughout the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, it's telling us about love, how we should love one another, how we should serve our Lord and love our Savior. Not just love my 2, 3 and no more. No, love God. He first loved us. I tell you in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only now begotten son. You got to prove to God that you love him. You know, if anyone obey his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. There is often a kind of sentimental presence in our spiritual life that detect from the force and strength of the Christian faith. And when you think about it, you ask God to grant me such a love for God and my neighbor that it would erase all hate and bitterness. Telling God how much you love him may create an impression of cheap sentimentality, yet it is one of the most inspired things that you can do. It fortifies your inner spirit, focusing your thought on eternity reality, and confirm the conviction that you have always held but seldom expressed. To tell God you love him is much more than a noble sentiment, because love without construction action is useless. Love demands deeds that uplift and inspire. James asks, what good is it if a man claims to have faith but have no deed? You'll find that in James 2 and verse 14. How genuine can your love for God truly be if you are aware of a serious need and do nothing to alleviate it? When you tell God that you love him without any intellectual or spiritual reservation, you are offering your very best to him and expressing your willingness to serve him in any sphere where he wishes to use you. Love that does not practice manifesting itself becomes an emotional gimmick that lacks the essence of dynamite spirituality. To resist that, many disciples of the master refrained completely from any sentimental and bringing forth unfeeling faith that is often so aggressive. You know, sometimes you find people, you say that person is so hard to love. You've tried everything to love them, show you love them. But no matter what you're doing, what you're showing, they don't, they're so hardcore where they don't show that love to their sisters and brothers. Just my 1-2 and no more. You know, God wants us to love unconditionally. You know, you got to let love inspire your service. You know, does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? You'll find that in 1 Samuel 15:22. Before Christ came to the world, people attached great importance to making sacrifice to God. Over the years, their acts gradually became ritual. Their significance and meanings was lost. And the formulation surrounding them, sacrifice was no longer act of worship, but procedures that had to be followed to obey the law determined by the temple authority. Christ clearly and irrefutably showed that obedience to the commandments of God is of carnal importance in your life. As a Christian, no amount of material or financial offering could ever be an adapted situation for the love that you should show toward others. Meaning no money you have, no material things should put up for the love of Christ that he have put on the inside of each one of us today, that we can go out and spread that love, that joy, that peace to others. You know, you can dedicate a great deal of time to serving the Lord unless it is inspired by and linked to his love. It would be of little value in the service of his kingdom without the love. The master set the example for an effective Christian life, and he demands absolute obedience to God's commandments that we shall love one another. Whatever you do in the service of God can only be to the glorification of his name. It is the founding on the love of Jesus Christ. Today, Lord, help me, O Lord, to continue to love you more than the worldly possession, so that I will also increase serving my fellow man in love. You know, love is the greatest offering that we can bring God, because God is love. And when you think about that, if anyone on the line would like to say something concerning the topic today, hit 1 on your keypad and I will gladly bring you in. We are thanking God for this broadcast on the love of Jesus Christ, which is the key. And you know, the key, the right key, unlock the door. My. We have to have more love for one another. The love have waxed cold here in America. People are doing in and everything, saying in and everything. But we know once upon a time, you didn't just say anything. You didn't just do anything. But you would show your fellow sisters and brother the love of Christ. They could see you. You didn't have to be walking around with the Bible. You know, Jesus understands because he loves you. Jesus wept. Then the Jews say, see how he loved us and loved him. There are people who are skeptical of any suggestion that Jesus understands human problem. Their concept of the Lord is that he is someone far away and aloof, removed from everyday life, and only interest in matters of primary importance. Therefore, it cannot be expected that he will concern himself with the apparent inconsequently matters that relate to the personal lives of people. Such an attitude manifests a complete misconcept of God and his loving interest in the world that he created and the human being from whom his son died and was resurrected. It's true that we worship a God who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but we must never lose sight of the fact that Jesus is not only your master, but also your friend. because he lived, suffered, and died as a human being. He understands human problems and emotion. Since he experienced them himself, he endured suffering as well as disappointments, sorrow, and joy. The Son of God laughed and cried just as you do and I do today. The Savior is waiting for you to invite him to share your life with him. Open your heart today to him so that he may help you in whatever circumstances you may find yourself in. Never forget that he is a friend who loves you and understands you. And in our closing, I believe with all my heart that there is no one more beautiful, synthetic, and perfect than Jesus. I tell myself that there can be no one like him and never will be. Lord Jesus, in you I have formed a friend who is loving, faithful, and understanding. Grant that I will experience your love under all circumstances in my life. So that's our topic for today, and our tag words was love, key, and victory. Because the love of Jesus Christ is the key. No matter what you're doing, what you're thinking, love is the key that will unlock the door. So I am so glad and elated that you come in today. I want to thank everyone from area code 814-409-713 for coming on. I can see y'all on the switchboard with y'all numbers. I want to thank you for making this show today possible by you coming on. And if anyone would like to have closing words or remarks before we close off for next week, in Jesus' name, just hit 1 on your keypad. And I would love to hear from you all. Hallelujah. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for the topic of the love of Jesus Christ is the key. We thank you for every caller that called in today, dear Heavenly Father. You know what they needed. For those that didn't call in, you know what they need, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Direct their steps, dear Heavenly Father. Let their steps be directed by you, dear Heavenly Father. We come today to give you the praise. We come to give you the glory. And until next week, we want everyone to be blessed. And as I always tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. And until next Wednesday, I want you all to have a blessed week in the Lord. Bye-bye.